This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. Heart disease is among the leading causes of death worldwide. Combined with stroke, it accounts for 1 in 3 deaths. Improving heart health could save millions of lives each year. Dr. Barbara Bowman is a researcher with CDC's Division for Heart Disease and Stroke Prevention, and she's joining us today to discuss ways to prevent heart problems. Welcome to the show, Barbara.
Thank you, Bob.
Barbara, how many people in the U.S. die of heart disease each year?
Bob, about 800,000 people in the U.S. die of heart disease every year. Heart disease and stroke are largely preventable, and it's interesting. About 100 years ago, in the early 1900s, heart disease was very rare in the United States. By 1950, it was the leading cause of death, and it's remained the leading cause of death since that time, although rates have declined appreciably.
What are the most common risk factors for heart disease?
The most common risk factors for heart disease are obesity, high blood pressure or hypertension, high cholesterol, lack of physical activity, poor diet, and smoking.
How would a person know whether they have any of these risk factors for heart disease?
Well, regular checkups are really important to keep an eye on high blood pressure and high cholesterol. In addition, if you smoke, you should stop. And diet and physical activity are extremely important.
Barbara, give our listeners some strategies for preventing heart disease.
Bob, CDC and healthcare partners have developed the Million Hearts Initiative, which will prevent 1 million heart attacks and strokes in the United States. There are several approaches for the clinical system and for individuals. For the clinical system, the most important focus should be on the ABCS, the ABCs. This means aspirin use when appropriate, blood pressure control, cholesterol management, and smoking cessation. For individuals, the most important things are smoking cessation, increasing physical activity, and improving diet. For physical activity, the current recommendation is 30 minutes a day of moderate physical activity on most days of the week. Walking is an ideal form of physical activity for almost everybody. For diet, some of the most important things are increasing fruit and vegetable intake, reducing sodium, reducing saturated fat intake, and eliminating trans fat. If the clinical system with the ABCS and individuals with these recommendations work together, we will prevent 1 million heart attacks and strokes in the United States.
Where can listeners get more information about heart disease?
A good place to start is cdc.gov/heartdisease, one word for heart disease.
Thanks, Barbara. I've been talking today with CDC's Dr. Barbara Bowman about ways to prevent heart disease. Remember, to decrease your chances of developing heart disease, get at least 30 minutes of moderate exercise most days of the week. Limit the amount of sodium, saturated fat, and trans fat you eat. And if you smoke, quit. If you don't start. And get regular checkups to detect problems early. Until next time, be well. This is Dr. Robert Gaines for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.